So I want to say a few words about this picture, partly to explain why I have it attached to this article, and also as an opportunity to add a little color to this article. This is a picture taken from a place called the Círculo de Bellas Artes. It's in Madrid, Spain. And the road you're seeing run away to the top left of the picture is called the Gran Via. And the street that it's on is called the Calle de Alcalá. And I probably just butchered that, but that's how it's spelled. The building on the left with the big white thing covering up usually says Metropolis. And this is a kind of famous intersection to be photographed. If you ever see pictures of Madrid, odds are it was taken in this intersection. There's a building you can, it's sort of a arts building, but you can go to the top. And there's a lounge up there or something, open air. And you can take pictures from the top and, you know, get drinks, or I think you can even eat from there, actually. Anyway, so that's kind of what the picture is. But why do I have it with this article? And the reason it came to mind is that it is one that I took under really strange conditions and was having to juggle a lot of balls so that it was not a time when I wanted to be thinking about a lot of camera controls. And it was a time when having simplified the camera, as it were, helped me out a lot. Let me explain the picture further in that regard. This picture was taken at a 1/15th of a second shutter speed with an ISO of 1600, aperture of f4. The key here was that I had no tripod. The top of this building where you are basically has a, you can't use tripods, and it has a balcony railing that sort of sets you back from the building. Essentially, what I had to do was hold the camera up over my head while standing on a, I guess it would be a planter for a small tree, which was about 3 to 4 feet high. So I climbed up on it and stood there, knew I shouldn't be standing there because they were going to come yell at me, so I had to be quick, and then take the picture with the camera over my head. And I had to do that so that I could get any kind of foreground in this picture. Otherwise, I'd just have the tops of the building showing, and that wouldn't be any good. So that's what I was trying to do. Not having a tripod meant I had to use a lot of exposure settings I would never use in this kind of situation. That's why I had the ISO cranked up to 1600. I was actually shooting with the aperture wide open at f4 to let the most light in possible. And then even with those settings, I could only use a 1/15th of a second shutter speed, which is pretty slow. Meanwhile, it's raining, my wife's waiting on me, and all this. So I'm sitting there, I want to get this shot, but I need to do it quickly. I need to do it under weird conditions, and those are all the sorts of things that are going on. Anyway, that's not the time when I want to be fumbling with menu stuff or anything associated with that. So that's why it came to mind. So I thought I'd just tell you a little bit about it, and hopefully you can see kind of where this camera simplification stuff might come in handy for you.